God bless you.
Amen. Looking forward to them coming down there. I put it on the internet for quite a while now, trying to get some people to come. I like to see the church full. Seen about 100 down there one night. Well, about 85. We had a preacher's fellowship. But I like to see some people in there and see somebody come. And I like for it to break out. And I mean, God just opened the door and pour out a blessing on us. That's what I'm looking for. Preacher asked me, "Do I have anything?" I said, "Not much." He said, "Well, you coming up there tonight?" I said, "Okay." Over in I got Lord laid this on my heart over in Psalms, chapter 12. Psalms is good. I mean, it's good for your soul. Psalms, you get down out, you find things in there that helps you. You know, it's funny how you can read this Bible over and over and over, and read it one more time, and you get something new out of it. That book's just alive. I mean, the book's alive. It says in verse 12, it says, "Help, Lord, for the God of the man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, everyone with his neighbor, with flattering lips, and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips, and the tongue speaketh proud things. Who have said, with our tongue will we prevail? Our lips are our own. Who is the Lord over us? For the opposition of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I rise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted." And down in verse number 14:1 says, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, and they have done abominable works, and there is none that doeth good." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you, Lord, for the reading of the Word of God. Lord, I pray you help me now and touch my heart, God, and touch my lips. I wouldn't preach anything contrary to the teaching of the Word. I pray, God, that you please, Lord, the Holy Ghost, just speak to our hearts. Thank you, Lord. Just help me in Jesus' name. Amen. I kind of looking at this, and as it was talking about that, the first part where it was talking about, the first thing popped in my mind was Joel Osteen. Talking about, I couldn't help it. Talking about his lips and everything, flattering lips. I mean, they speaketh proud things. You watch them, and that's what they do. And everything's good. You don't do no wrong. Just whatever your heart, just do what feels good. Yeah. But then down there where it said, "The words of the Lord are pure words." Yeah. I'm telling you what, it just touches my heart, boy, to think that I got God's word on it. I got God's word. August 15th, 1976, when he saved my soul, I got God's word on it that I'm going to heaven. I got his word on it that I'm not going to hell, that I'm saved, and I'm saved forever, no matter what anybody says. If God saves you, he don't erase your name out of the book. Your name was in the book a long time ago. Right. And he knows you's going to get saved, so your name was in the book. I believe it was, brother. And I'm telling you what, he don't erase your name. I'm glad I got saved once and for all. And it's by the blood of Jesus Christ. And I'm glad his blood come down and washed away my sins and to never be remembered anymore. And I'm glad he's my Lord and Savior. And wherever I go, that's where he goes. And I'm glad, Brother Larry, thank God. I'm going to see him one day. I'm going to go up there and be with my Savior. Thank God that's the first one I want to see when I get to heaven. I want to walk up just and I want to fall at his feet and see his nail print hands and see his scars, not a scar but the wounds in his head. I want to see, he's going to have, I believe we'll see him and see what he done for us. Thank God. I'm telling you what, I can't wait. It says these words here, it says Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. So that means to me that this book, God's going to judge you out of a book. I believe this old King James Bible is going to be up there because we don't know no other. I mean, this is what God gave me. When I got saved, I was lost going to hell. I got the Bible at the house, a King James Bible that my mama gave me. Hallelujah. I'm telling you what, I've had the Word of God. Thank God. God's them, your mom and daddy, we pumped the Word of God in you, buddy, and all my grandkids, and give them God's Word. They got God's Word on it. He gets saved and born again. Ain't God, He washes away your sin. They don't come up to you and say, oh, you remember this? You remember? That ain't nothing but the devil does that. Hallelujah. I'm glad. His words are pure words. Purified, buddies. They tried in the fire 7 times. It says, thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. So He put the Word. He made the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. They say, oh, you think that book's God? The Word's God. I don't care what you say. You can burn this book, whatever you want, but you can't burn these words. These words. These words is going to be around forever. Somewhere are they going to be. Thank God. I'm glad I've been washed in the blood. I'm glad that Jesus saved me. And then God called me to preach. I didn't deserve that. I still don't understand. I mean, it could have been somebody better than me. And I know that, but God knows what He's doing. I don't know what He's doing, but He knows what He's doing. And I pray God would help me walk and preach the Word of God no matter how many people comes. If it's one, two, what? I want to preach. I don't care. God said preach. He didn't say count the numbers. He said, preach the Word of God. Be instant in season, out of season. I mean, just preach Easter on Christmas, Christmas on Easter, whatever. Just preach the Word of God. Whatever He lays on my heart, I've not really thought much about Easter. But if God tells me to preach on something better than Santa Claus and Easter, I will. But that's something I heard one time a preacher preach. But I'm telling you what, I'm going to preach the Word of God. I don't care if God tells me. If God tells me, I'm going to preach it. I'm going to preach it, brother. I'm not going to bend or bow to this world. I'm tired of the way people do things. I'm tired of people. They all the time talking God. Oh, you see them on TV and they talk about God. Every time it's always Catholic. That's what they're talking about. And I like that movie, Blue Bloods. I just like to watch it. And yeah, they get on there, and they talking about God and Lord. Next thing they know, they're sitting down at the table, drinking their wine and liquor and all this stuff. And they cuss. I'm telling you what, a Christian doesn't act like that. I haven't acted like that. I ain't seen you act like that, and I've been with you many a time. Thank God, I'm glad He took it all away. I'm glad I don't have to drink. I'm drinking from a new fountain. I'm not drinking from that old rot gut fountain I once was. Thank God He cleaned my mouth up. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't have to say them four-letter words. You can't even watch TV. I don't know what to... They're just crazy. They throw all them words in there. I cut it off because I don't want to hear the trash. But they put them in there like it makes it better, brother. I'm telling you what. I get on grid and watch them old cowboys. And they don't cuss nothing. And I like it. And I done seen them 25, 30 times. And Pat says, you watch that stuff again. Yeah, I watch. I like it. And they don't get on there. They don't get on there and cuss and do all that stuff. You don't see all that mess. They might shoot somebody or something. But they don't get on there and cuss and everything. Thank God I'm glad when Jesus saved me. He took my cusser away. Thank God. And He washed. Hey, you ever had your mouth washed out with soap? Yes, sir, I have. Yeah, that ain't no fun. Yeah, I had that done one time. Got my mouth washed out with soap. I'm telling you what, you know, they call that child abuse this day and time. They call it, they got a whooping like I got. They call it child abuse. Yeah. I'm going to tell you what. My daddy grabbed me, and he had a strap about that long. It wasn't a cat of 9 tails. It was a cat of 6 tails. But he'd grab that strap, and he'd start beating you. I'd start running around in circles. You always run in circles. And then I learned, get up close. You get up close when he swings, you know, he got to miss you. So I'm telling you, when that, I owe my daddy that way. He didn't abuse me. My daddy loved me. And he did that to keep me from foolishness. To keep me from going to hell is what he did. To keep me from going out and killing somebody. Keep me from going out and being a big drunk and all this. And he kept me from sins by whooping my hind end. The blueness of the wounds will drive the foolishness out. That's what's wrong today. These kids go to school. I'll call the police on you for child abuse. Yeah. Well, when I was a kid, they come out with a paddle that long and they'd beat the heck out of you.
Right.
I mean, well, that's what you need.
Yes, sir.
My first paddle I got was the first grade. And I had some marbles in my back pocket, and that didn't feel good. I mean, that teacher beat me with that paddle. They had them old ping pong paddle, them paddle with the ball on it. And they take that thing and they wear you out. Yeah, they tell you, been over to touch your toes, you better look out then.
Yeah,
when you touch your toe, then they come out with a stick that long, about that wide, yeah, with holes in it. They put a hole.
Right.
Man, they child abuse. They call it child abuse.
Yeah.
They don't know what child abuse is.
No,
I thank God. I'm telling you, I thank God for the days I've grown up, for the teachers that taught me, that they taught me to love God. We'd have a Bible study in the school. We'd salute the flag, say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. We'd have prayer in school and get talk about God. Now they talk about all kind of junk and religious mess and anything goes but God. They don't want to have the Bible. They don't want to throw the Bible out. They don't want to have a Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Right.
If it wasn't for God, we wouldn't be here.
Amen.
Well, this God, this country was founded on God's guts and guns.
Amen.
I'm telling you what, that's our freedom. Amen. I tell you, I'm telling you what, God's good. How God has been so good to me. I don't understand why he's been so good, but he has. And God has blessed me and took care of me. And God has looked after me. And I thank God. I thank God for this church and each and every one of y'all. And y'all tell me you pray for me. And I know you do, because, buddy, I get down there and I get to preaching, and boy, I can feel God get on me. I can feel the Lord move on me. And I know somebody's praying. Oh, Brother Robert used to tell me, I'm praying for you. I pray for you. Now Brother Larry's telling me. He prays for me every night. And I thank God for that. I thank God for every prayer that's mentioned for me and my family. We need it. I mean, if you ain't got nobody to pray, pray for me and my family. Amen. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate what y'all do. And that offering y'all give me every month. And I appreciate that. It helps with gas. And I mean, I bought that new car in 2020, and I've already got 40,000 miles on it, running back and forth down there. I mean, I'm not complaining about it. That's why God gave it to me.
That's right.
And I go down there, and I want to do the will of God. It's what I want to do.
Amen.
I mean, I've done been down there. Don't seem like it. Done been down there 2 years, going on three now. And we're working on our third year down there. And God has been good. And God is blessed. And I've seen God do things down there. And it's just, God has really met the need. I mean, when I first went down there, the man before me, he was in all this gimmick junk. I don't care. I'm gonna tell this. I'll lay it on my heart. He was in all this gimmick junk and selling and fish fries and hot dog sales and all that. When I went down there, I told him, we didn't do that. I said, we go by faith.
Amen.
We live by faith. We trust God. I don't want to put out there and beg this world for nothing. So I started preaching faith. They got into it, and God has blessed our offerings. Our offerings. They said they ain't never seen that church have that much money in offering. I thank God. That's all God's what that is. I mean, God met the need. God has blessed them people.
Amen.
I got a handful, but they love God. And thank God for them. I thank God. When I go in there, I walk in. It's not like walking in a place and you get all scared. I like walking in here. I'm home.
Yeah.
I mean, just God put me, give me a love for that people in that place.
Amen.
And I want to thank God for it.
Amen.